This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hello and welcome to Lorehammer. We got another exciting short story to share with everyone. Hello, I'm your host, Mark. We got a bunch of different people today. We'll go around the table and just introduce ourselves and the character we're going to be playing. You guys know me, I'm Marcus. I'm going to be playing the Xenos biologist, Marcus. Pretty easy to remember. The scribe, Christoph, he hasn't made it this week. Maybe that's part of the story. We'll find out what happened to him. We got James as well.
Hi, I am Servitor J2.
Welcome, welcome, my little friendly robot. And we also got two new guests. Dads himself joined the show. We got Rio, and you're going to be playing some crew.
Yeah, I am. Hello, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. And we also got Skylar.
Hello.
So before we get into the episode of The Disappearing Scribe, make sure you get your parents' permission to listen to this first. It's going to be a nice short story aimed towards kids that are at least 10 years old. So I hope you guys enjoy, learn a little bit about 40K, and we can dive right into the curious case of the missing scribe. The Disappearing Scribe, Part 1.
Our story resumes aboard the starship Eldritch Voyager. Amid the vast corridors of this mighty vessel, a mystery unfolds. Christoph, the loyal scribe, is missing. Xenos biologist Marcus, usually calm and collected, finds himself in a state of panic as he realizes his friend is gone. His trusty servitor, J2, is called upon to assist in the search. Frantically scanning the lab, Marcus begins to show signs of distress.
Christoph? Christoph! Where are you? This isn't like him, just vanish without a word. What if something happened to him?
Master Marcus, I detect elevated stress levels. Shall I assist in locating Scribe Christoph?
Yes, J2, please. I just can't shake this feeling. What if he's in danger? What if he's been taken by an alien or something? He could be in trouble.
Possible locations for Scribe Christoph include the mess hall, the engine room, or the storage locker. It is also possible he might be in an area we do not frequently access.
The mess hall. He might have gotten himself into some sort of mishap with the food supplies. I know that's his favorite spot on the ship.
Understood, Master Marcus. Shall we begin the search in the mess hall?
Yes, we have to find him. I'm really starting to worry here. What if an alien has snatched him away? We must consider every possibility. Let's check the mess hall first. Christoph could have been distracted by the food, but if not, then we could call a crew meeting on the bridge.
With a growing sense of urgency, Marcus and J2 head toward the mess hall. The corridors seem to stretch longer with each passing second as Marcus' anxiety grows, entering the mess hall with a frantic look.
Christoph! Where are you? This isn't a joke. If you're here, please let us know.
From behind the counter, the ship's cook looks up, puzzled.
What's all the fuss about? Christoph's not here. He never missed dinner before. Always the first to line up for my special space due.
He's missing and I'm starting to worry that he might be in trouble. Have you seen him today?
Nah, haven't seen him around. But if he's not here, I wouldn't worry too much. Christoph's always off canon or cataloging something or other. Still, it's odd for him to miss a meal.
Scanning complete. No sign of Scribe Christoph in the mess hall. Moving on to the engine room.
All right, we should call a bridge meeting. I can't stand the thought of something happening to him. He's always been there for me. We must find him. Notify the command staff.
The search is now filled with a heightened sense of urgency as Marcus and J2 make their way to the bridge command deck. Each step feels heavier as Marcus's worry for the Kristoff intensifies. They continue their search with the hope that their friend is safe, but Marcus can't help but dread the worst.
Part 2. The search on the bridge.
As Marcus and J2 make their way to the bridge command deck, the search for Kristoff reaches a new level of urgency. The bridge is bustling with activity, and Marcus is determined to gather information from every crew member who might have seen Kristoff, entering the bridge with a sense of determination.
Everyone, I need your help. Kristoff is missing, and I'm getting more concerned by the minute. If you've seen him or know anything about where he might be, please, speak up.
Looking up from the control panel is Chief Mechanic Sky.
Hey Marcus, I haven't seen Kristoff around here. I was busy recalibrating the thrusters. Last I heard, he mentioned something about the engine room, but he never showed up.
The engine room. He could still be there, but let's check all bases. Have you seen him in the last few hours?
Nah, I haven't. If he was in the engine room, I would have seen him during my routine check. Could be somewhere else. I hope he didn't get hurt working on the moving machine parts.
Thank you, Sky. I'll check the engine room again. Who's next?
From his station, looking concerned, is weapons operator Voss.
I haven't seen Kristoff either. I was on duty monitoring the external sensors. He didn't come by here. I usually see him during breaks, but nothing today.
Voss, did you notice anything unusual on the external sensors? Anything that might suggest any unusual activity?
Well, nothing out of the ordinary, but I'll keep an eye out. Hope you find him soon. It's possible that a foul Xeno snuck aboard and captured him.
I hope not. Thanks, Voss. Voss, I'll keep that in mind. Who's next?
At her console, adjusting the star charts, is Navigator Lyra.
Marcus, I haven't seen Kristoff. He didn't come by for his usual updates on our travel logs. He usually likes to know our exact coordinates, but today he's been absent.
That's odd. He's very diligent about those updates. Did you notice anything unusual in his routine?
Not really. He's been meticulous as ever. I assumed he was working on something else. Something bad must have happened for him not to check in.
That's no good. All right, thank you, Lara. Who else is in here?
Looking up from the comms array is Bridge Officer Tarek.
I've been monitoring communications all day. Kristoff hasn't sent any messages recently. Even if he had an issue, he usually would have contacted me.
Wait a minute. Kristoff might be in the ship's auxiliary maintenance chambers. It's a place most don't know about. It's hidden away. He might be there cataloging parts or looking for spare pieces or something. It's obscure, but it fits his pattern perfectly.
Analysis complete. Master Marcus has identified the likely location of Scribe Kristoff.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your help. I need to go now. Kristoff is probably in the auxiliary maintenance chambers. I need to head there immediately.
With newfound clarity, Marcus dismisses the crew and hurries off the bridge, followed closely by J2. Their footsteps echo through the corridors as they make their way to the ship's obscure maintenance chambers, hoping to find Kristoff safe and sound. With determination, Marcus and J2 make their way through the ship's labyrinthine corridors, delving into the most hidden, dusty corners of the Eldrick Voyager. Their journey is both physical and challenging, mentally. But they press on with their hope in heart, struggling as they crawl through a narrow, dusty passage.
This place is even more cramped and forgotten than I remember. I'm really starting to worry about Kristoff. What if something went wrong?
Master Marcus, maintaining calm is crucial. I recommend focusing on positive thoughts. Remember, Scribe Kristoff is meticulous and capable. He would not stray far without reason.
You're right, J2. I need to stay focused. I'm just so anxious because I care about him. What's your suggestion on staying calm in these situations?
Try focusing on controlled breathing through your frontal pulls. Hold for a few seconds and exhale slowly. It helps to calm the mind and reduce stress.
All right. I gave that a try. I think it works. Let's keep moving. We're getting closer.
As they navigate through the ship's hidden maintenance chambers, they finally hear a faint rhythmic sound of counting and mumbling. They follow the sound to a dimly lit alcove filled with spare parts and tools. Peeking around the corner, they see Christoph engrossed in his task.
He is! Deeply focused on counting bolts! I can't believe he's been here this whole time!
Observing Scribe Christoph in his natural state reveals his dedication and precision for his work. It is a sight to behold.
He's so immense in his work, he probably doesn't even realize how worried we were. It's almost like we're cataloging him in his natural environment.
Indeed, Master Marcus. His meticulousness is a testament to his commitment. We should allow him to complete his task without interruption.
You're right. He's safe and happy here. Let's leave him to go at it and get back to our own duties.
With a sense of relief and contentment, Marcus and J2 quietly retreat from the chamber, leaving Christoph to his work. They make their way back to their respective tasks, grateful for Christoph's safety and reassured by the peaceful scene they had witnessed.
Thanks for your help today, J2. I'm glad we found Christoph. Let's go back to the bridge and wrap things up.
Affirmative, Master Marcus, returning to primary duties. As they exit the maintenance chambers, they are met by Communications Officer Kale, who has been monitoring their progress.
Master Marcus, good to see you both. The bridge received confirmation that Scribe Christoph has been found safe. The crew can stand down from the search. We're all very relieved.
Yes, thank you, Officer Kale. Everything's in order. Christoph is safe and sound. Let's spread the word so everyone can return to their duties.
And so, with the mysteries resolved and their friends safe, Marcus and J2 return to their duties aboard the Eldrick Voyager. Their bond of friendship and teamwork remains stronger than ever, ready for whatever adventure lies ahead.
Field report. Scribe Christoph. Compiled by Xenos biologist Marcus. Location, Eldritch Voyager, Auxiliary Maintenance Chambers. Overview. Scribe Christoph was found in the Auxiliary Maintenance Chambers, deeply engrossed in his work. Known for his meticulous nature and dedication, Christoph's commitment to maintaining the ship's components is evident through his cataloging. Key observations. Personal traits. Christoph has a genuine passion for his work and is particularly attentive to detail. His enthusiasm extends to his love for food, often seen enjoying meals in the mess hall. His dedication to keeping the ship in top condition is commendable, and he consistently goes above and beyond his duties. Behavior. Christoph was observed in a state of deep concentration, carefully counting and organizing spare parts. This level of focus and precision reflects his commitment to ensuring every component is accounted for. While he did not inform me of his whereabouts, which initially caused some concern, it is clear his intention was to complete his important work. Conclusion. Christoph's dedication and meticulous nature are invaluable assets to the crew. His ability to work diligently in less visible areas of the ship underscores his reliability and commitment. While he may occasionally overlook communicating his plans, his overall performance remains exemplary. Recommendations. Communication. It would be beneficial for Christoph to keep others informed of his location and activities to ensure smooth operations and avoid any concerns. Recognition. Acknowledge Christoph's exceptional dedication to the quality of his work, particularly through approach in maintaining and cataloging ship components. Field report filed by Xenos biologist Marcus. Well, everyone, thank you for listening to our short story. I remember walking away as a kid and going on little adventures by myself, and I remember the panic in my parents' eyes when they finally found me, but the relief when they found out I was safe. And I think I could have told them where I was going, and everything would have been much simpler that way. So maybe next time you're about to go on an adventure, maybe invite your parents to go with you first, and if not, at least let them know where you're going. Well, I hope you guys all have a good sleep, and we'll see you on the next episode and the adventures of Marcus, Christoph, and J2.